This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. As the weather turns cool, it's a great time of year to curl up with a good book. Some people prefer mysteries or romance, but Raleigh Department of Solid Waste Services wants you to consider some trashier reading. Bianca Howard runs the monthly Talking Trash Book Club, where participants read books that examine what we throw away and talk about what it means for society. Bianca is joined today by Raleigh author Scott Hewler, who will discuss his book this month. Thanks for coming in, both of you.
Glad to be here.
Hey, thank you.
Bianca, what makes trash an interesting thing to read about and talk about?
What I like about trash is that everybody can relate to it. I'm an environmental educator, so my whole business is helping people understand how the environment works so they can make informed decisions. And sometimes it's hard to do that with an endangered species or an air quality issue, or sometimes even something like fracking can seem distant. Everybody throws stuff away. We all use up stuff. We all want it taken away as fast as possible. So I love talking about trash because everyone can relate to it. I've had a list of books I've been wanting to read for a while, and this seemed like a great excuse to read some of them on work time.
Well, tell us about some of the books that are on the club's reading list and what they're about.
We've got a great lineup of books. They really look at all aspects of our life. So we say it's about trash, but it's really about how we live, how we get to work, what we wear, what we eat, the roads we drive on. And we've really got a great lineup. Some of them are very local, like the one we'll talk about today, and others literally take us around the world to see where our trash goes. Some of them show that maybe it's not even trash at all.
Right. So who's coming? Who's coming to these book club meetings?
Oh, we have college professors. We have video makers. We have computer programmers. We've got a small but diverse group that comes.
And what are some of the recent topics of conversation?
Well, so far we've read Garbage Land on the Secret Trail of Trash and Waste and Want. They were very different. Garbage Land was really one author's attempt to find how waste made its way from her home in Brooklyn to various places. And Waste and Want was a historical look at why we throw away so much.
It's because it's easy.
Well, yes. And there's a lot of pressure to buy stuff, and it doesn't last forever.
Yeah, I guess there's a big question there. Scott Hewler, your book, On the Grid, is this month's reading pick. It's less about garbage and more about Raleigh's overall public infrastructure, things like power lines and roadways. Would you read us an excerpt from the chapter about sewage treatment?
Sure. The most blockages are caused by grease or roots. The talk naturally turns to memorable clogs, and I hear about mops, golf clubs, firewood, riprap, and even a refrigerator that have had to be pulled out of manholes. Once a carpet remnant created a block so nasty it took most of a day to clear out. If you're on call and someone calls in a spill, especially one where the overflow is making its way towards a waterway, then it's showtime. You go running after it like it's a Russian spy, Wayne says. You chase the spill, pulling hose 4, 5, 6 miles.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, I love the pictures that you create with that writing. I mean, how do you get a refrigerator into the sewage system?
Well, what you do is you have a refrigerator that you don't know what to do with, and you're the type of person who thinks that if you pry the top off a manhole and drop the refrigerator in there, then it just went away.
And people do that.
They do, and it shows you how little people understand about the pipes that carry away their sewage. Everybody thinks, oh, sewers, and you think, the Phantom of the Opera, you know? So it's just this, you know, you could drive a waste truck through there.
Sure.
But of course, most of the sewage pipes running underneath Raleigh are in the, you know, 8 to 24 inch variety. And you have to get real far down the line before you get to one you could even stand up in.
So your research led you to talk with people that really make the city run. And what surprised you in this?
Well, I can't say I was surprised to learn that Raleigh is such an incredibly well-run city, because I knew that as a Raleigh resident. And, you know, this, I don't think of this as a book about Raleigh. I think of it as a book about systems, and that if you look at Whitaker Mill Road and you take a thin slice of it, you're going to learn a lot more about your systems than if you go to the Golden Gate Bridge or the Hoover Dam. I say those are like the Sports Illustrated swimsuit models of infrastructure. We never talk about these systems that we utterly depend on. We talk about them two times. One, when they're not working, and so we complain about them not working. And two, when anybody asks us to pay for them, then we complain that we have to pay for them.
Yeah. So, Bianca, what are you hoping people take away from these books and these discussions, like this one we're having today?
A couple of things. One is it's a chance for people to develop relationships. That's what I'm all about. With my job, I get to see people most of the time once. I give them a recycling center tour. I talk to their garden club, and I never see them again. With these meetings, I'm actually getting to see people month after month and, you know, learn a little bit about their lives and what they do outside of book club. But also, my second hope is that we just have a dialogue. It's so easy to focus on yourself, you know, my little household, how much I pay for garbage, how much I recycle. But we're really tied into so many other communities and so many other people. And I hope that this book club will give us a greater appreciation for that.
And maybe just help people become more well-informed about, you know, a sense of community and these things like the grid that you know, need to work in order to make a community efficient.
Definitely. And one thing I like about Scott's book is that he goes to a lot of places most people will never get the chance to go to. I was one of the fortunate ones who did visit the Neuse River Wastewater Treatment Plant during college. You know, and it's a memorable experience. I was amazed at the things people flush down the toilet. But a lot of people won't get that chance. But by reading Scott's book, it's as if they're the ones walking through that culvert or sitting inside the headquarters at Progress Energy. So he really takes people on a tour of a lot of places that they'll never get to see.
Bianca and Scott, thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
It's great to be here.
Bianca Howard is the Community Education Specialist for the Raleigh Department of Solid Waste Services. Scott Hewler wrote On the Grid. They'll both be at the next Talking Trash Book Club meeting. They meet on the third Wednesday of the month at the Halifax Community Center in Raleigh.